Carolina, priceless gem. We hear that a lot. I believe it. After dinner last night, we sang it again, and every time we sing it, at least for me, it's special. So it's easy to think back to days past when you were here, And it's amazing how much comes back when you just stop the activities of the time and think about it. 5 years ago, I think it was, Tom Betts, who was from Durham, was a member of the board, and he was one of the first to give his rendition of Carolina as he saw it. And I sat right over there on that side, and I'm getting choked up now thinking about that. But we all have our own story. We all have the influences of times past, and it really is, I think, a wonderful thing to go back and think about it. After Tom's presentation, I immediately was carried back to those early days of my own in Chapel Hill. Life is so complex and demanding these days, but I find that if I focus my thoughts on yesteryear by myself or spend time talking with a friend from those earlier days, the vivid memories become clear and the precious detail is once again captured and enjoyed. That's it. That's all it takes to see ourselves and our friends once again as it was back then. Friendships. That may be the most valuable result of being and studying at Carolina. Real friends, the kind you can see and enjoy any time, the kind who really care about you and you about them, the kind you can see after 5 or 10 years and it's as if you've never been apart. You pick right back up after you meet again. My story begins with my first trip to Chapel Hill. My father, who had attended the first 2 years of medical school at Carolina, that's all they had back then, was 2 years, finished his last 2 years at Vanderbilt. He made several other stops before coming to teach at the School of Public Health here in Chapel Hill. Little did I know what was in store when I showed up that first time I came to Chapel Hill. I was 2 days old. Guess you could have called me the new kid on the block. 210 Macaulay Street, about two blocks and around the corner from the Carolina Inn. So I spent the first couple of years of my life on Macaulay Street and being around and on the campus. Okay, I guess I have to say it. I was born at Duke Hospital. They took good care of me. My family came to live in Raleigh as I started the fourth grade, and by the time I was in my early teens, I was coming with a carload of buddies to football games at Kenan Stadium as often as we could. Another early memory was coming to the Moorhead Planetarium. It was relatively new in those days, and I marveled at the presentations there as an early teenager. The lights would go down except for those illuminating the silhouettes of familiar buildings in the town surrounding the planetarium, and the narrator commenced with a distinctive and pleasing voice, almost put me to sleep, to provide a captivating look into the heavens. I was fascinated. Years later, I would be invited to apply for the astronaut program, but I did not pursue that activity. In the fall of my senior year in high school, I applied for the Navy ROTC program, was accepted, and was assigned to my first choice of schools, the University of North Carolina. In late August of 57, I reported for duty at the Armory, that brick building with a flagpole on the corner of Macaulay Street and South Columbia Street. I was a midshipman fourth class, the bottom rung of the ladder as I began my courses of study here at the university. My freshman year was fun and exciting, a new world of activity. Lots of old friends who were from Raleigh, and new friends made easily. I had elected to major in chemistry to pursue the requisite courses that would lead to an MD, as well as satisfy the prescribed courses such as math and physics for the ROTC program. It was an ambitious start. I lived in Steele Dormitory, just down the steps from South Building. It was a dormitory back then. Perfect location. 2 minutes to Lenore Hall snack bar downstairs. 3 minutes to the library to study. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to get to the armory for that 8 o'clock class I had every day. Later that year, I pledged a fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, and I lived there for the next 3 years. Yep, a block and a half from Macaulay Street and across the street from the armory. I felt right at home, close to the chemistry labs at Venable Hall, just a few steps to the armory, next door to the pharmacy school library from the Phi Delta house, where we had a great atmosphere for learning. Vaughn was over there studying hard. The girls from Whitehead Dorm across the street also seemed to like the pharmacy library for studying. It's a good thing we weren't distracted by their presence. I believe I had a fairly good work ethic, and that helped. I was in an atmosphere that was friendly and encouraging to do the right thing. I guess we were all a product individually of our family and community upbringing, which carried over to our behavior on this campus. For me, Carolina was a haven for learning, for a variety of activities, if so desired, and a multitude of friends. Academically, the Naval Science course that I took was probably the most demanding of all. 80-plus pages of reading every day and a quiz. Most of that first year. That had to be a priority since I had made the commitment to the program. Spanish class, my third year of taking the language, turned out to be one of the most useful and practical tools I acquired. And I used it in travels during my career in the Navy. Many trips to the Mediterranean Sea and port visits in Spain and Mallorca, and the Italian language was easy to pick up Italian language was easy to pick up with the Spanish language. My last 3 years on active duty, I was stationed in Puerto Rico, where the Spanish is still the native language. In general, while I did have some science and math, I credit my liberal arts background for preparing me to write and speak in a military world where those communication skills became quite important. I've frequently been asked if I would rather have attended the Naval Academy. My answer has always been a resounding no. I certainly respect the education and preparation for a naval career provided by the Academy, but here in Chapel Hill, I had excellent professional guidance and a whole lot more. I look back on my professors with respect and appreciation for their contributions to my growth and understanding. My favorite professor, if you will, was Walter Rabb, head baseball coach at Carolina for many years. Playing with him as a mentor, learning baseball, how to win, how to lose, how to think and react and take charge, how to know yourself and your limitations and how to improve yourself when needed, were all important tools that could be applied to many of life's challenges. He was wise, and as with the physical skills, he imparted many principles of common sense that were good for a lifetime.
Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I'll always remember many home games when then-Chancellor Robert House would sit in the dugout with the team, and he was just one of the boys. He seemed to have fun, and we enjoyed his company. We played at Emerson Field, which was situated on the corner diagonally across from Woolen Gym. Our 1960 team, on which Vaughn and I played together, was fortunate to make it as the first Carolina team to advance to the College World Series. In today's parlance, I guess you could say we made it to the Elite Eight. It was a great season for our team, but we lost our first two games in the double elimination tournament in Omaha and dropped out of the race for the national championship. My desire to play baseball did affect my academic pursuits. Because of the heavy load of chemistry labs in the first 2 years, I decided to switch majors from chemistry to English to eliminate the labs and enable me to have more time for baseball. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. It's been many years since I left these familiar and comfortable surroundings because of the nature of my work with the Navy and the demands on time and the travel to faraway places for extended periods of time. I've been unable to return to Carolina as often as I would like. I did return in 1989 to speak to the commissioning ceremony at the Navy ROTC ceremony. And in 1992, I was invited to participate in a football halftime ceremony commemorating the 50th anniversary of the NROTC unit here at Chapel Hill. The game that day was Carolina versus Navy, Naval Academy. I was in my white uniform and was walking down through the campus toward the stadium. A couple of guys came up and recognized the Navy uniform, and they said, "Well, I guess you know who you're pulling for today." And I said, "Yes, I'm pulling for my team, and that's Carolina. That's my school." The reply was, with a chuckle, "Cool, man." I'm thankful for the opportunity to have participated in the General Alumni Association. Returning to the campus, sharing in the activities and the mission of the GAA certainly provide a sense of belonging. Being with old friends and making new ones, as I said earlier, make up the glue that holds us together. In my 32 years in the Navy, I've traveled rather extensively. I have been as far north as the Arctic Circle, as far south as Brazil, as far east as Istanbul and Israel, as far west as the Indian Ocean. I've encountered friends from Carolina in Istanbul and the South China Sea and other places in between. Without exception, these friends are people I meet who find out that I am from North Carolina and I went to the University of North Carolina. They have compliments and smiles, whether they've been here or not. The word is out. Our reputation is strong. Let me take this a step further. In the early 70s, I lived in San Diego for 3 years. Wonderful place to live. My family was happy. I was doing well in my work. Life could not have been better. I moved away from San Diego, but I've been back many times since. Whenever I arrive in San Diego, I get out of the car or the plane, whichever it may be, take a deep breath, and have a wonderful feeling of satisfaction, of just being there, of just being. There's another place. Here we go. There's another place that evokes that same kind of warm, comfortable feeling. I can tell you that whenever I drive up the hill and arrive here in Chapel Hill on this campus, I have that same feeling. It is indeed a priceless gem.